Wow. This is the place to be tonight. And I'm happy you are here already. Please find a place to sit. Be seated. Everywhere on this grounds, please find a place to sit. And help me welcome BDR to bless us with a song tonight.
Is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He is here to meet your need, to set the captives free. Threatens your very soul. Jesus will visit you today. He will take the dark clouds away. Oh, Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now.
Do you believe Jesus is here tonight? Well, I'm excited to inform you tonight that His Word is also here. And His power is also here. And the man He has sent to deliver this word is with us tonight, anointed to minister to our lives. If you are ready, please rise to your feet. Let's receive evangelist that you are filled tonight.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. Nothing is impossible.
Father, thank you for tonight. Thanks for your power and your mighty presence. Guide us tonight, Holy Spirit. Lead us tonight, Holy Spirit. Thank you for touching the lives of your people. Thank you for mighty salvations tonight. Thank you for mighty miracles tonight. We give you thanks, Lord. We bind every demon activity here. In the name of Jesus, we cast it down. We cast it away. In the name of Jesus, let the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit be here. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you. You may be seated if you have a seat. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors of Harare. Our chairman of the Board of Trustees, Bishop Colin Nyati, Pastor Tom Duchelle, and all the wonderful pastors of Harare for your great support for this campaign.
Bishop Colin Nyati, Vundis Tom Duchelle, Vafundis Vose, Nelsi Giro, Pafuserere Ino.
I want you to know that if you have not welcomed us into your city, we could not be here. So we thank you for your great support. Amen.
Amen.
How many know that the most important people in a city are the pastors of that city? They are the gatekeepers. Amen. I also want to thank our
minister
who has welcomed me from the first day I stepped into Zimbabwe at the airport. And who has fought for the crusade to come on in Zimbabwe. And how many know that the government is a very powerful body? So if the government does not allow this campaign, it cannot come on. So we thank the government for their support, and we thank our minister who has worked so hard for the church and to help with the government. God bless you, ma'am. And thank you for your wonderful eagle. Is it an eagle? A Zimbabwe bird. Is it an eagle? It's just a special Zimbabwe bird.
Wow.
Wow. God bless you. And we thank you and we thank the president for his support. Tonight I have a very simple message. Since it's we are already in December, I have a Christmas message for you today. And to us, a child is born. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to us a child is born. I want to read from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. From henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Kwatiri taberekerwa mwana komana. Uya zvakare kwatiri tapuwa mwana komana. Zita rake uchanzuno shamisa gota changamire. Muchinda werukare. Uya kukutonga kwake kuchava kusina makumo. Uya zvakare kubva zvino mushingairira kwaJehovha kuchazvizadzisa.
Wow. So a great prediction was made about Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and said, Mary, fear not, thou hast found favor with God. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign forever over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Zvino mutumano svika kuna Maria oti, usatya Maria, nekuti uchabereka mwanakomana. Mwanakomana wauchabereka, achava iye mutongi, ane umambo, uchagara nekusingaperi.
The whole world awaits this great blessing of unto us a child is given.
Nyika yese chekerere yakamirira ropafadzo iri rinoti kwatiri taberekerwa mwanakomana.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son Jesus, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Nekuti Mwari wakada nyika nekudaro wakapa mwanakomana wake. Akaberekwa mumwe oga kuti ani nani anotenda kwari arege kufa asi ave neupenyu usingaperi.
All over the world there have been people who have come to this world claiming to be saviors of the world.
Pasi rese kune vanhu vakauya panyika vachizviti ndivo vanunuri navaponesi.
But all these other saviors have not been able to save the world. But tonight you must receive that savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many reasons why you must receive Jesus. He says the government shall be upon his shoulder. Jesus is the government we are waiting for. There are so many governments that have come all over the world claiming to come to save the nations. But Jesus Christ, the government shall be on his shoulder. One day I visited a very powerful person in a nation. This man had been the head of this nation for many years.
vakanga variwo changura ngura kana kuti mukuru wenyika ikwengo yakareba.
But as I sat there looking at this very powerful person who was no more so powerful, I realized that his heart was broken. Because all the things he came to do had been undone. All the corruption he thought he was removing was back times
100.
And I saw that he was looking at his life and what he had achieved, and he realized he had almost achieved nothing.
Hey.
In France, they had a revolution. And they called the king of France. And they killed him. They cut off his head. And they cut off the queen's head. They said they do not want any king anymore. It was a revolution. But within a few years,
Napoleon
became the emperor, not a king, the emperor of France.
Hey!
Everything they thought they were achieving was turned upside down. The government shall be on his shoulder. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That cannot be said of the government in our world. Of the governments of our world, there is an end. For 70 years, communist Russia said there was no God, and one day God said there is no communism, and it was gone.
My communist ever Russia kwe makore sevent aida kunamwari mwari dogs ofunga akango mukari kwe zwaka sfunga zvikanzi hakusisinawo communism.
Hey, the Bible says of the increase of his government there shall be no end. All human governments are disappointing. Because the real government is coming through Jesus Christ. When President Obama became the President of America, So many people were excited and said, wow, this man is coming to be the savior of America. What did he say? Yes, we can. But after 8 years, he became the champion of homosexuality for the whole world, spreading it as though it's a religion. What a disappointing government. Many Christians feel ashamed that you would want to force poor African countries to have something like this. Of every human government, you will be disappointed, because the real government shall only come from Jesus Christ. Hey! Hey! Of his government, no end. Every government comes to an end. Apartheid was very strong,
huh?
But it's gone. And the church is still there. Many governments look powerful, but every government has an expiry date.
Hey.
Jesus, the Bible says, he shall be called Wonderful. Not only will the government be on his shoulder, but he will be called Wonderful. Wonderful means full of wonders. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus was full of wonders. He walked on the water. Hey. One night the disciples were in the boat and Jesus was waiting for a taxi. There was no taxi. So he decided to just cross the shortest way, which was over the water. Why don't you give Wonderful Jesus a mighty clap offering? One day Jesus took 5,000 people to KFC. 5,000 people to KFC. Hey! Some of you cannot even take 3 people to KFC. But Jesus took 5,000 hungry men and hungry women. Wow. Say, Jesus is wonderful. One day it was time to pay tax. Because Jesus was paying his tax to the government. Even though he was the real government. He sent Peter to go fishing.
Hey.
And they found a coin. Go and use it to pay your tax. Jesus will send you all the money that you need. Listen. One day Jesus found his disciples fishing all night long. They found nothing. All the farms were dry. Jesus told his disciples, said, put the net on the other side. And suddenly the net was full of fishes. And Peter immediately looked and said, it is the Lord. It must be the Lord. Tonight the power of Jesus will solve every financial difficulty in your life. Jesus was called wonderful because he did so many miracles. In every department, Jesus was doing miracles. You know, today doctors, when you see a doctor and you say, my eye, he will say, go and see the eye doctor. When you say, I'm a woman, he say, go and see the woman doctor. When you are, your back, he say, go and see the bones doctor. Hey! But Jesus, whatever case you bring to him, whatever problem you bring to him, whatever condition you bring to him, he healed them. Hallelujah. One day, do you know Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
I just called to say I love you.
Yeah.
One day he came to my office. He could not see. He asked the person who was with him, what does he look like? He played the piano in our church. But that morning, as we sat there, I asked him, how did you become blind? And he told me, from when I was born. And I thought about this. A millionaire. In America. With everything. All the money. All the medical science. Could not open his eyes. But when Jesus met blind Bartimaeus, who had been blind from the time he was born, blind Bartimaeus shouted, Jesus, have mercy on me. Help me, Jesus. Yes. Jesus told him, what do you want? You want money? You want job? You want dollar? You want bond note? What do you want?
Jesus, unoda mari, unoda imba, unoda motikari, unoda mabonde, rematswa changopinda.
Blind Bartimaeus said, I don't want any of those things. All I want is to see. I want to see. And Jesus said, receive thy sight. And suddenly, blind Bartimaeus' eyes were open. Oh yes, you know, you would have thought that 2,000 years after Jesus, the miracles of Jesus will not be relevant, but you see the same problems today, after 2,000 years with all our doctors and all our medicine, it's the same things. Jesus saw a madman totally naked, totally like naked like a banana, completely naked. Hey, do you have such people in Zimbabwe? You have here. Every country I ask, do you have such people? They say, yes, we have the same thing. Same thing. 2,000 years later. Walking around mad, naked. And Jesus met such a madman and cast out 6,200 demons from that man. Tonight, whatever demons are in you, Jesus is casting them out of you.
Jesus, kusangana nemgwere wepfungwa, aifamba kusvika ari mushwi. Wakatishwe akaita sebanana. Kusangana nae Jesu kumurapa. Manerano Jesu anogadzirisa nyaya yako.
Jesus was going to a funeral one day.
Jesu aenda kurufu nerimwe zuva.
And there was a young boy and the mother and the aunties, they were crying. Their son was dead. And they were weeping. And Jesus was touched. Jesus was moved. And Jesus, most of us pastors, when we see somebody who is dead, it does not even occur to us to pray. We just start quoting Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. And Jesus was moved and he goes, hey, stop. Stop crying. Stop it. I can't stand it. Stop it. Stop it. Where is this dead boy? Young man.
Come on.
Young man.
Come on.
I say to you. Arise. 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 And he got up. He got up. And his mother and his aunties were so happy. Hallelujah. His name shall be called Wonderful. Hey. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, the government shall be on his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Counselor. Jesus is the one who speaks the greatest words of wisdom ever, ever. He's the greatest, wisest person ever on this earth, ever.
Jesus Christ.
There is no wisdom greater than the wisdom that Jesus spoke. Jesus said, this is what he said. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody, no one, no matter how much you have, no matter who you are, no one can come to the Father except he comes through me. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things which people are dying for will be given unto you. Tonight, Jesus is speaking the wisest words to you. It is Jesus who said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, will not go to hell, but will have everlasting life.
No kuti mwari wakadaika, no kudaro wakapa mwana komana wake, akaberekwa ari mumweroga kuti ani nani anotenda kwari areke kufa asave neupenyu usingapere.
I am a medical doctor. I went to medical school.
Ndiri chiremba ndakaenda kuchikoro cheuchiremba.
I studied anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, pathology, chemical pathology, bacteriology, virology, parasitology, ophthalmology, psychiatry, general surgery, internal medicine. I studied many things. But none of the... Yes. None of those things I learned can be compared with the great wisdom that I found in finding Jesus Christ as my Savior. That is why I go around to tell people about Jesus Christ. Yes. Jesus said, come to me. Everyone who lay, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come to me. I will give you rest. Tonight, I want to encourage you. Unto you a child is born. For you, Jesus came. For me, Jesus came. How can you escape if you neglect such a wonderful way of salvation? Jesus shall be called the everlasting Father. Tonight you have to choose between Jesus as your father or the devil as your father. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father the devil.
Jesus akati kuva Pharisee, Ini murimba babenyu Satan diabolos.
How many are going to open your heart to receive Jesus? Many people don't open their heart to receive Jesus. Jesus is saying, I want to come in. I let Jesus into my heart many years ago. I have never regretted.
Hey.
Let me tell you this little story. One day there was a young man who married a very beautiful young girl. She was more beautiful than all the girls in Zimbabwe. And soon after he married her, this country was at war. This was in Germany. It's a true story. The country was at war. So he had to go to the army. He had to join the army. So he had to leave his beautiful, beautiful girl who was more beautiful than the shining sun. Her name was Margaret.
Maggie.
So the day came, he kissed her bye-bye. Oh, Maggie, I will miss you. Because they were newly married. It was just a few months. Oh. Now, listen. When he went to the army, when he went to fight, within a few weeks, he was captured by the enemy.
And
he was sent to a prisoner of war camp. And every day, he was thinking only of one thing, Margaret. In the morning, Maggie. In the evening, Maggie. He was thinking, oh God, help me to be free one day. I want to go back to my beautiful Maggie.
Oh, Maggie wangu. Richinawira, Maggie we.
The good news, shortly after this, the war came to an end. And they were releasing prisoners. So they came to one day to the camp with a sheet of paper, yeah, like this. And they came to read the names of all the prisoners who are to be released. But his name was not on the list. But a few weeks later, they came with another list. And they read the names. And this time, his name was on the list.
kuchipera chisondo chimwe vakauya nerimwe zimu kugwembere tsamba rina mazita parakarapwa rake zita raivepo.
And he said, I am going back to Germany where I'm going to see my beautiful Margaret. Margaret, I'm coming home. And he got a train and came all the way back to Germany to find his wonderful, beautiful Margaret. But when he got to Germany, he was shocked. Everywhere was bombed. And he walked through to where his house used to be, and to his amazement, his house was still standing there.
And
he ran up to the door. Came to the door. Margaret!
Maki!
He was quiet. Suddenly he heard steps. These must be the steps of Margaret. Then the moment of truth came. Somebody opened the door. When the door opened, you know who was standing there? Margaret, she was even more beautiful than when he left heaven. She was more fantastic, more nicer than any girl from Gweru or Kwekwe or Kadoma or Victoria Falls. He shouted, Margaret, I am back. Then suddenly, something terrible happened. Margaret held the door and slammed the door shut. And he shouted, Margaret, open. I am your husband. Wonderful husband, remember? Margaret! Margaret! Open! I am back! But Margaret did not open the door. Do you want to know why Margaret did not open the door? I said, do you want to know why Margaret did not open the door? Because there was another man inside the house with Margaret. The reason why many people do not open their hearts to Jesus is because there is something else in there. The devil is in our heart and we don't want to open to Jesus. Tonight, unto you and to me, a child is born. His name is Jesus. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He's saying, I am Jesus, I am wonderful. I am a mighty God. I am your everlasting Father. Open your heart and I will come in and change your life. On the day that Jesus died, before he died, he took a cup. He said, "This is my blood. This is my blood shed for you." When you open the door to Jesus, he will come in and wash all your sins and mistakes away. How many want Jesus to come into your life and change your life and wash away your sins? Stand to your feet. I'm going to pray with you then. Unto us a child is born. A government shall be on his shoulder. His name shall be wonderful. Counselor. If you want Jesus to come into your heart today, lift your right hand like this. If you want Jesus, the wonderful counselor, wonderful savior, everlasting father, the counselor, the healer of your life, the doer of wonders, if you want him, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Open your heart tonight. Jesus will come in and change your life forever. If you want Jesus to come into your heart, your hand must be up now and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Jesus. Thank you for coming to this world to save me. Oh God, I confess I am a sinner. Oh Jesus, have mercy on me. I know I am a sinner. I know I have done many, many bad things. Oh Jesus, have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins with your blood. Tonight, I am open. Tonight, I am receiving you. Tonight, I open my heart. Jesus, come into my life. Change me. Cleanse me. Wash me with your blood. Jesus, thank you for coming just for me. I love you, Jesus. Lift your hand like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Tonight, please write my name. My name is... Mention your name. My name is... Please write this name in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your two hands. Say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for saving me tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, point your finger like this, this way. Say after me, Satan. Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, I will not follow you again. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I reject you. I refuse you. I bind you. I curse you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus, Satan, I will not serve you again. I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. Now lift your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you for coming into my heart to save me. to heal me. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Manerano dona kutedai nekuti munondida dinosarura moyo wangu kwamurisha Jesu pindai mumoyo mangu muveishe na mambo weupenyu wangu manerano ndinokudai Jesu dimisha wangu
yes. Yes.
Inoramba Satan. Nema basake. Matimoniese. Inokurambai. Inokutzingai. Nesitelajes. Ndava mwana wa mwari. Dichamu shumira. Dichamu telera. Kupashino na msingapere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you are serious with God tonight? Harare is going to be different because you are serious with Jesus Christ. Yes. Now I want to lead you to do something. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. Tomorrow morning is Sunday. Tomorrow is Sunday. All Christians are going to church tomorrow morning. And from tomorrow, every church in Harare is going to be full. Amen. And the crusade will be on at 5 o'clock in the evening tomorrow, 5 p.m. Tomorrow night is the last night. Everybody in Harare will be here. Now, how many want to join me to make a covenant with God? And say, from today, I'm going to seek the kingdom of God first. God will be first. Everything else will be second. Shall we all stand up, please? Put your hand on your heart. And no one should walk out, please. Don't walk out now. Have respect for God. We are going to pray for the sick now, please. No one should walk out. When you walk out, you destroy the service. Commit yourself to God and say, God, from tonight, I'm going to seek you first. And I expect all other things are going to be added to me from tonight. Make that. Start to pray yourself to God. You and God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things will be given to you from now. You will never be poor. You will never struggle. You will never suffer. God will be your source. God will provide for you. God will take care of you. God first. Yes. Father, thank you for your blessing tonight. In the name of Jesus. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Now, I want to pray for the sick and for miracles in your life. How many know that Jesus is wonderful? How many know that Jesus is a healing Jesus? He said, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. And I will take sickness away from you. Tonight I want you to know that Jesus is somebody who takes sickness away from you. And is here to heal you tonight. How many believe that Jesus is here to heal you? Whatever problem you have tonight, tonight is the last night of that problem in the name of Jesus. Put your hand wherever the sickness is. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. Miracles are taking place right now. God's power is here. Jesus is wonderful. The wonderful healer. I cannot heal anybody, but Jesus can. And Jesus is here. He said, I'll be with you. And he's here to heal you right now. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. If it is your back, if it is your neck, whatever curse is operating in your life, tonight it is broken in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Receive it, it's happening. Power is flowing in this place now. Satan, I bind your power in this place. Anyone being tormented by devils, the devils are coming out of you now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Jesus' name, receive the power of God right now. Receive the power of God right now. Receive the power of God.
The Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Many miracles are taking place right now. Thank you, Jesus. And I heal. Arthritis is being healed right now. Pain is going. Pain. Pain is going. Pain is going. The curse is broken. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic work in your life is broken in the name of Jesus. Demons are coming out of people. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Receive your miracle. Somebody's being healed in the stomach. Somebody's being healed in the stomach. There's power here. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive it now. Father, thank you. Now, everybody lift your hand and thank God. Thank God for miracles in your life. His power is here tonight. Jesus is a healing Jesus. He's the Lord that healeth thee tonight. He's the Lord that healeth thee tonight.
That healeth me. You are the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody here, God is touching you in the breast. He's healing you. There are many things happening right now. Receive it. Power of God is here. Right now. Close your eyes for a moment. If God has touched you tonight, maybe you had a pain. Maybe you had a problem. But you can sense that God has touched you tonight. If God has touched you tonight, lift up your hand. If God has touched you tonight, just lift up your hand. If God has touched you tonight, not that you are expecting to be healed in the future. But right now, you can see that God has done something in your life. Wherever you are, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, now you can hear. If God has touched you, wherever you are standing, if God has touched you, come to me in the front. Come to the side over here quickly. Come quickly from wherever you are. I want to pray with you and take your testimony quickly. Quickly. Wherever you are, come. 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 God has touched you. Come. 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 Wherever you are, you had a pain, you had a problem. Jesus touched you. Tonight, you may be far away. Maybe you were healed yesterday. You couldn't testify. Quickly. 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 Come. Come. You were blind. Now you can see. Couldn't see properly. Now you can see. You couldn't hear. You couldn't walk. You could not walk. Rise. Rise. And be healed. In the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on all the way to the front. Come on all the way to the front. God's power is here. I'm going to pray with you again. I want to take your testimony. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, come quickly to the front. Nobody should leave now, please. Those of you who are walking out, we are closing in a few minutes. Come quickly to the front. Many miracles tonight. Many miracles tonight. God's power is here. Come on, all the way, come on.
Jesu akafa, akamuka, India ishe, nikimapo, bakasimuka mepo, Jesu akanyarata mepo, yeah.
To pray for you, place your hand on your heart. Let me pray for you. Father, Father, thank you for healing tonight. Thank you for touching every painful thing in our lives. Thank you, the wickedness of Satan is broken in Harare, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your power that is here tonight. Thank you for miracles. Touch every home, every house, every dwelling place. Take away the pain. Take away the curse. Bring in the blessing. Bring in the blessing. Bring in the blessing. The healing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you that as we go back to our homes, the curse is broken. Whatever evil is waiting for us, it will bow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for many, many blessings, many healings and miracles. Lift your hand and thank God right now for his power. Hallelujah. What is happening here?
Evangelist, many testimonies tonight. This lady had pain in both breasts persistently for four months.
Somebody with a lump in the breast is being healed.
Yes.
Check yourself quickly. Something is happening.
4 months pain in the breast.
Watch out! Watch out! Where are you guys?
And the power of God touched her.
Touched her.
The pain she's had for 4 months is gone.
Breast pain. It's healed tonight. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leave her down. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, since she gave birth to this baby, the head has not been able to stand still. Tonight is the first time the baby could hold the neck up.
Wow.
Show it, Evangelist.
Wow.
Wow. She said the healing started yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes.
How old is the baby?
Please, how old is the baby?
11 months.
11 months. And cannot hold the neck.
Hold the neck. Now look at it.
Wow. How old is the baby supposed to be to hold by holding the neck?
Three months.
Wow.
He's asleep
now. Is it true, Mama? Tell us what happened to your baby.
When we came yesterday, my baby suffers from cerebral palsy. So up to now, he's not able to meet his milestones. I've been taking him for physiotherapy, and nothing much has been changing. But we came yesterday, and I started noticing it this morning. He could lift his head and hold it steady. And even his hands can now bring them together. Something would
have and now he doing. Could do what?
He didn't have hand function, like he could not bring his hands
together.
Wow.
Today he was doing it.
Wow.
He's doing it, Evangelist.
Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Cerebral palsy. Doctor, what is this? What is this?
This is likely to be a cerebral palsy from a birth injury. Birth injury. And this cannot just stop.
No, it's not. It cannot be cured, actually. Yes. That's a reality.
The baby had jaundice. So this is the history. The baby had jaundice.
Wow.
And then had this. And it's called kernicterus.
Wow.
Kernicterus. There is no reversal of this condition.
Wow.
There are some pigments in their brain. That is a permanent damage to the brain.
Wow. So
old age. Only the power of God can reverse.
Give Jesus a mighty shout of hallelujah. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, for 15 years,
wow.
This young woman has suffered from abdominal pain, and they could not find the cause for it. But recently, they found out it was ovarian cyst. She has She has persistently had this pain until tonight, evangelist.
Really?
When you pray, the pain disappears.
Let her tell us.
This pain has been going on in my life for the past 15 years. They said I'm going to be operated for this ovarian cyst. I said, no, my Jesus will heal me. I'm going for that healing crusade. Come what may, I'm going.
And what happened?
Jesus has healed me. I'm no longer feeling the pain. My legs are light. They were swollen. I thank Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering ovarian cyst. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Wow.
Evangelist, we just saw a baby's neck being healed.
Wow.
This one is an elderly man's neck being healed tonight.
What happened to you?
I always feel pain. If I move my head, I'll feel pain here at the back. As you were praying, I fell down.
You fell down?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Did somebody give you a blow?
No.
You just fell down.
I just fell down.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And after that, what happened? Now you can turn your head. No pain.
No pain.
Doctor, what is this condition?
In this age, this is likely to be spondylosis of the cervical spine.
This is a doctor. Yes. I brought him to explain miracles.
Spondylosis.
Spondylosis.
Typically, at this age, spondylosis of the cervical spine.
Doctor, how old are you, sir?
60
years old. Spondylosis.
There can also be an additional disc protrusion. Spondylosis with disc protrusion affecting the cervical nerves, and that causes persistent pain.
Wow.
And this
spondylosis is bowing tonight in the name of
Jesus. In Jesus' name tonight.
Evangelist, this young man, he has two brothers who died from the same disease he is describing. For 8 years, show evangelist how you used to walk. Sometimes he will be walking like this, and then in the middle of the road, he will have to stand because his legs won't move. For his 8 years, yes.
Doctor, have a look at this. Walk how you used to walk before?
How you used to walk 8 years. Walk, show him.
Sometimes like this. Nangasikata mokwanza kwamba because in way since 2008. Nangasika kwanza kwamba ne makumbu. Bakuma wangu wese tuvayiri. Vakafane chirwere chimwe chete ichocho chongotanga kurwara mune makumbu. Vachienda kuchipatara chinzi hapana chirwere chatikuona. Kushikavaoma makumbo kusara pusina kana blood kuti makumbo akasipa kuti black saka zvakaramba zvidaro wekutanga akafa wechipira akafa zvabata kwandiri zvakaini zvakatanga pa 2008 asi nekuda kwa Mwari amaguru vangu anti
what is he saying?
He is narrating the story of how he got to be healed. He saying since 2008 he had difficulty in his legs. He could barely walk. And he had also trouble because his brothers also passed away from the same disease that he was suffering from.
He could not walk. What was the... Show us how you used to walk.
How you used to walk.
But now we are Pano and Shiga Pano and Skakwanza Kufamba and Akato Zavano and Diana out. Ah, Mirongo, Jait and Dire Mirwa Missum, Maokanga Chitota, Kanapata, Kanapu, Kujairo,
Kanapuva, Chitra,
Papa, and Dato Fama, the showmas, but I just stop Kwadagati, Kwadata Kuriro, and I don't out in Amari, Neshamiso, I think.
And how is it now? Walk now, let's see.
No matter what I say, Tiradi, Fama, Mamma, with the stage.
Everything at double double. Everything at double double. Jesus, I am.
this? What is
it?
What is
looks
this?
Like he was shuffling.
Shuffling gait.
This is what we call the shuffling gait of Parkinsonism.
Everybody say, hey.
Yes. Likely to be Parkinson's disease. In the midbrain, there is
a deposit. They walk like this.
Yes. Just.
Is that what you have?
That's true, yes.
It's true because the legs were very heavy.
I could not even pick a good shape.
This is what Muhammad Ali had. Parkinson's, they walk like this and they don't smile. Those of you who are not smiling, be careful.
Everybody shout, hey.
Give the Lord a shout.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
Wow, thank you Lord in Jesus' name. Media, what is happening? What is this?
Evangelist. This man, for 2 years, had what he described. What he described sounds like he had chronic renal failure.
Chronic renal failure?
Yes. He has not passed urine for the past 2 years. And he has not had the urge to pass urine. But tonight...
How has he not passed urine? He would be dead by now. You've not passed urine. You are on dialysis.
Yes.
Are you on dialysis?
Yes.
Wow. Are you on dialysis now?
Yes.
And what happened to you today?
Tonight, evangelist, when you prayed, he suddenly felt the urge to pass urine.
Wow. Is it true?
It's true. Yes, it is true.
You've not been passing urine.
Yeah, my urine output was low. But now I feel the urge to pass urine.
Urine is coming. Because the kidney failed. Failure of kidneys make urine. So when the kidneys failed, no urine. And chronic renal failure has no cure. Huh?
You need a kidney transplant.
Yes, you need a transplant. This is a doctor also from Memphis. She came all the way. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Miracles of
there is no one else like you.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, no one. Tell us.
2 years ago, I broke my arm when I was at work. So every time when it's about to get cold the following day, I could actually tell that it's going to be cold the following day because of the pain. Now I was feeling the pain. It was so hectic that I couldn't even move the hand. And there was a bone that was showing out here. But now, when you prayed, it suddenly disappeared.
The bone
now
has disappeared.
I can do that. Also, my baby, when I came here, she was running a temperature. She was so restless when I was sitting there. She couldn't suck the breast properly. But now she's perfectly well.
Wow. Yeah. Doctor, what is she describing in the wrist?
This fracture is typically a cholecystic fracture. Cholecystic fracture, and sometimes there can be a posterior angulation of the bone. So the bone sticks out, and you cannot move. There is limitation. No, I can move my hand like this, but when you have that fracture, there is limitation of movement. But do it. Move. She couldn't do this.
Wow.
The bones have been aligned.
The bones have been aligned.
Aligned. The bones have been aligned. This is a cholecystic fracture.
Give Jesus a mighty clap of praise. What
evangelist,
there is power here tonight.
There's power here.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this woman was almost paralyzed on this side. She described that she was powerless to use this right arm.
Was it a stroke?
It was like a stroke because she has high blood pressure, all the things.
She had. Did you have a stroke?
Yes, man of God. I thought it could be stroke. I refused to DF tablets for BP, but my BP was
going up and down because of the problems with my
kids. And you could not lift your hand?
I could, but it was numb, the whole side.
Be careful. Be careful. Are you taking your medicine?
I know God could heal me one day.
She says she's not taking it, Evangelist.
You're not taking your medicine. Wait downstairs for us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for healing, Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord. In Jesus' name. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady could not see. She couldn't see clearly. The only thing she could see if you were standing this close to her. But if I'm about this distance, she couldn't see.
Wow.
Now she can see clearly right across the field. She can see the colors of the choir robes. She can see clearly.
Is it true, Mama?
Yes, it is true. She also had some knee pain.
What happened to her eyes? What happened to her
eyes?
Maziso. Kwasara kuti ndipoe chekuverenga nekuti kana kuverenga ndandisingaverenge. Pakutarisa ndachingoona vari pedyo neni sevava. Vari kure uko ndaikwanisa kuona kuti uyu akapfeka kala yeyellow, avo vane pink. Asi zvinezvi ndiri kutoona kuti face yemunhu uyo yakadai ndasingaone face. Ndichiona makalas chete.
Yes, I could not see clearly. I couldn't see. I would only see those who are near me. But
can
now
you see
I'm
me?
Seeing those who are fed that they
can you see me?
Yes, I can.
What do I look like?
Grayish.
Yes, you are light and you are putting on gray.
Wow.
I
could not see to that extent.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Jesus, I am. Jesus, I am.
Another healing of the eye tonight.
Wow.
Eye.
What happened to you, sir?
Praise God. My left eye was completely bled. And when you prayed, I can see with my left eye.
You can see me now?
I'm praying God to heal me of diabetes.
Wow. How about this? Can you see me?
Yeah, I can.
It was completely blind.
I couldn't see you today, this morning at Celebration Church.
You could not see me this morning at Celebration, but you can see me now.
Amen. Yeah, there are five fingers. One, five.
Doctor, how do you check, eyes in the clinic?
In the clinic, we also do the same thing. In the hospital, we ask them to count. Three, and we write in the folder CF. Plus,
CF
counting
means,
fingers.
CF means what?
Counting fingers.
Count fingers.
The person can count. So in the hospital, we do the same thing.
You write CF.
Plus.
On the folder. So you know how to be a doctor now. You just write CF. No, nobody understands what you are doing. CF. CF plus. It means counting fingers. Yes. You are in medical school, isn't it?
Everybody shall see it.
This man.
Everybody shall see it. Give the Lord a shout.
Wow. This man could not see me this morning.
This morning.
At the celebration.
That is it, clear.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty shout of hallelujah?
Everything I double. Everything
I double. Evangelist, a double miracle. 2002. She had fibroids. She had a growth here, Evangelist.
Cancer?
A growth.
And are you on chemotherapy?
No. Said, as she were praying,
yes.
She began to have contractions. And then she threw up right there. And then she noticed that the growth has shrunk.
The growth has shrunk.
It was big. It's
is
shrunk.
That true? Tell us.
Sorry. Yes, I've had this growth at the side of my neck, and as you said, you gave an example of Jesus healing eyes, the heart. So I was praying for my neck, this growth on my neck. I was praying for my hair and for the fibroids.
Wow.
And as I was praying for the fibroids, I got this pain and contractions, and I started to vomit. And as I was praying for my neck, the growth that was here started to go down.
Started to go down.
Started to go down, but you can hardly see.
Jesus is a healing.
He's a healing Jesus. Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Wow. BDR, what is so many miracles?
So many miracles, evangelists. This lady had severe arthritis in this arm.
Arthritis.
She was getting steroid injections for the pain.
Steroids.
Yes. But tonight.
Where were you getting the injections?
The pain is gone. Right here.
Right here.
The pain is gone. She can move the arm freely.
Your arm freely. She was having injections. Can you imagine having injections into your joints because of the pain? And tonight the pain disappeared?
It's gone. I'm feeling good.
Wow. His name is Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful Counselor. Thank you, Jesus. Olivia, tell me what is happening.
Evangelist, this sweet girl is called Divine.
Divine.
Since grade 3, she couldn't see very far. Evangelist, as you prayed, now she can see. She says she can even see that light over there. Something she could not see.
Why are you crying, my dear? Tell what happened.
Divine.
What happened? Tell us. Let her tell us.
Since grade 3, I couldn't see very far in class. So then, my mom didn't believe me. Then I got spectacles and whooped. But then, I can see.
Now you can see. You can see far now. Can you see me? What am I doing?
You're waving your hand.
I'm waving. She couldn't see far and her mother didn't believe her. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering for wonderful miracles.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
Evangelist, a miracle tonight. This man had an accident 2012 and broke both knees, both thighs. Tell us.
Yes. I involved in accident in 2012 on both of my legs was fractured and I've got some metals on my both legs and my knee. The ligaments were torn and I went for operation. I went for physiotherapist. But when I came here today, I was trying to walk, but I was just pulling my leg. Yes, I was using that. When the man of God, when you prayed, I can make a movement on my leg.
Move and let's see.
And you couldn't do this without the stick.
He couldn't walk without this. You came with this.
Yes, I came with that.
Is this for you? This is for you.
Yes, it's for me.
This doesn't look like it's for you. Walk again, let's see.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Another powerful eye healing evangelist. She could only see this close, but now she can see far.
Is it true?
Yes.
You couldn't see what?
Yes.
And dancing on the faces out, dancing on my own. I see our ways in the corner, my faces out.
Can you see me now?
Yes.
She can see. Give the Lord a mighty clap of
praise.
Let them come.
Chest pain healed tonight.
Chest pain.
Crowds of lying.
Thank you.
Her arm, but she's moving it
she
now.
Could not move her arm.
Yes.
Many, many miracles tonight. Come on. Let them come. Let them all come. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Be healed. Receive strength. Receive your healing.
This man from Galilee.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Receive your healing. Behold, in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive a touch.
Yes.
Yet many kneel to give him praise.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Receive your healing.
Receive your healing.
Receive
your healing. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Receive your touch. Receive your
heart.
Receive your touch.
Yes, 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 yes.
For he knows his Father's voice. He speaks his Father's words. For he comes in the name of the Lord. And when my strength is nearly gone,
when there's nothing left to do,
when there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you, Jesus,
but just depend on you,
and the power of your name,
and the power of your name,
Jesus,
and as we call upon your name.
Thank you, Lord.